Now to the work of eliminating barriers to accessing mental health services for the Latinx community, destigmatizing therapy sessions. A mental health clinic in Madison launched a program called Salud Mental, providing culturally relevant training and bilingual clinicians. Join in on expanding mental health resources, gaps in care, your experiences with language barriers, cultural influences. 800-642-1234. Nancy Gomez is a psychotherapist and Salud Mental Program Director at Anisus Therapy. Nancy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Well, if you could just set us up with what obstacles do Latinos face in seeking mental health services?
Oh, that's a broad question, but it's so many. It really is just kind of recognizing where mental health is all across, right? Right now with the pandemic, and even before the pandemic, people's need for mental health services were so large. So when the pandemic hit, that just kind of intensified. However, the big barriers are, of course, language. There is the financial pieces, the insurance piece, and also transportation. And the last piece is there's not a lot of clinicians that are bilingual. So the big piece overall is just the accessibility of resources for that population.
How is your program Salud Mental looking at those obstacles and addressing them?
Yeah. So right now, what we do is we provide the resources in the sense that we provide information. We provide information on what is mental health and what isn't mental health, destigmatizing mental health all across the board. Any chance we get, if we're to sit down in schools talking from, you know, elementary school all the way to parents and parent meetings, talking about what mental health is and what isn't, destigmatizing, and that mental health is a very normal thing. And even within the cultural piece of it, providing that understanding or that information in a cultural lens so that, again, it further destigmatizes people's idea of, right, what is mental health. Even the name Salud Mental in itself means mental health in Spanish, because we wanted something to be very transparent. And that's one of the big pieces. And the other one is just providing the support for clinicians to feel comfortable in practicing in Spanish. Since there isn't a lot, right now there's only one in UW Madison where they have a program that provides understanding of what is these certain words, right, diagnosis in Spanish, providing that support for clinicians, not only within Anisus, but overall Dane County area.
I understand your clinic, Anisus, currently has 6 bilingual therapists on staff. And I'm just wondering, what supports do they need? What does it look like when a person who speaks Spanish is seeking counseling from someone and is seeking that bilingual environment?
Yeah, so right now, from what the information that I was given from my clients, as well as other agencies, when an individual seeks mental health services in Spanish, oftentimes they're met with a translator. And sometimes these translators are not fully able to provide that cultural component. So then they're often left with confusion of, I'm not sure if you're able to really understand me. And then they stay away from mental health resources, and knowing how difficult it is already to seek that mental health piece, because we have been conditioned not to speak about things that might be, you know, difficult, but rather just kind of endure it. So then within our staff, it's, you know, providing the parallel support for clinicians themselves so that they can provide that care to their clients and to the community overall.
Let's bring on a call now. Kim is joining us from Madison. Kim, you want to look at this bilingual piece. Go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to ask, how can the county increase the retention of bilingual mental health providers?
Thank you, Kim. Yes.
Yeah, that's a really good question, since what right now we're seeing is we have clinicians that come here that are practicing, that get certified, and then they leave the Wisconsin area or they leave Dane County as a whole for other opportunities. And the big piece here is just providing the resources and the support for bilingual clinicians to stay. So that means retaining them with supports, that means retaining them with incentives similar to other programs, like social work, where they're able to get that under like the support when it comes to financial, you know, payment of their school, or even like increasing their payment, just because it is clinicians that are able to speak two languages are able to work in two different whole communities, as well as do a large amount of work.
I would imagine too that it would be nice to seek a clinician who is of your background, who perhaps looks like you or has had similar experiences to you in their life. What impact does that have?
Huge. It's quite interesting where I bring this up to some of the clinicians that are starting off here at Anises and in other areas, where just by simply existing in that space and you have that shared identity without having to explain anything, they might have something similar, like they look like you, or you know that they speak your language and have a similar upbringing. It is just not, like, it's huge in the sense that a lot of my clients who are, you know, starting mental health work, they didn't know that there was a space for them here. And that's what was kind of often said, even with the adults or the parents that I work with, they didn't know that they were even welcomed in the spaces around mental health.
Psychotherapist Nancy Gomez with us on the cultural influences that could prevent the Latinx and Hispanic community from seeking mental health care services. Join in with what you've encountered. Access to care, culturally relevant therapy, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Nancy Gomez here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm glad you could be here. We're in conversation with psychotherapist Nancy Gomez. Her mental health clinic recently launched a program. It's called Salud Mental. According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, only 34% of Latino adults with mental illness get treatment, compared to the nationwide average of 45%. We're looking at why, what can be done. Join in, 800-642-1234. Nancy Gomez, a licensed marriage and family therapist, manager of the Salud Mental program, with us for about 10 more minutes. Nancy, can you give us your vision on what success looks like? I mean, you've launched Salud Mental. What would success look like for this program as it unfolds?
Yeah, I think for overall, what we're constantly working is providing more trainings, not only for clinicians, but overall the community as all, that these are trainings that other clinicians from other agencies are able to come and understand how to provide that cultural appropriate lens when of seeing, you know, clients of this population, and as well as providing, you know, groups for parents, you know, teens. We have so many visions on what we're wanting to do. It's just more of capacity. And that's kind of the big picture of having a consistent, stable, sustainable, ongoing programming for just the overall Dane County area.
You mentioned groups, and I'm just wondering, what about support groups as kind of a vehicle to help break down stigmas that you see in this area?
Yes. So what we're doing, Anises is running different groups throughout, you know, the summer. And right now we're having actually a group for African-American mothers. We are wanting to do that same thing, but in Spanish, right? So that means parenting groups in Spanish, substance use treatment groups in Spanish, as well as right now we're going to be launching a teens art group in Spanish. Mm. So especially for those looking through for summer activities, having a space where they know that they're able to perhaps have all their identities be supported.
Oh, that's really interesting. I'm just wondering how the group setting can kind of change perceptions, perhaps, or make people more comfortable in opening up.
Yes. So within the Latino population, we are very much a community inspired population. Mm-hmm. So us wanting to provide that group setting, it is to further build community and having mental health be further destigmatized and have it be something that's really celebrated and talked about.
What about self-doubt and shame, that you mistakenly believe that your condition is a sign of personal weakness or that you should be able to control it without help. How do you work past that in your community?
That is huge, actually. I was just in a community event a couple of weeks ago, and that was met with a lot of resistance on, I should be fine, everything should be okay. If I just really, really want this to work, then I should be okay. And it's just meeting clients where they're at and validating that they have these beliefs. This has helped them to get to a certain point, and it's no longer serving them. And it's really joining them where they're at and being there and providing them the resources for when they're ready, and not so much rushing the process, because oftentimes you're met with that resistance even further, and more of validating that experience and understanding where that's coming from. If it's a cultural piece, if it's just a wanting to be okay so badly, right? The internal strength, and seeing it as that. It's a strength that's allowed them to get to where they're at.
I'm not sure that we've talked about this, but you also have two free mental health drop-in clinics in the Madison area. Can you tell us what's going on there?
Yes. So we have, like you said, two Mount Zion, which is with the partnership with the church. And what it is you can are able to come, no need for scheduling, no need for insurance. It's absolutely completely free. And it's just for you to come if there's a crisis or if you're needing to talk to someone. And you can just very much drop in. The reason for these drop-in services is because there is such a long wait list and all across different agencies that we know that there is some people that don't have the ability to wait or don't have that insurance pay or even financial means to talk to anybody. So that's through Mount Zion, and very similar is replicated in the Lighthouse Church School. There, same thing, no need for insurance, no need for scheduling, and that is on Fridays throughout the summer as well, even when it's the school, and you are able to come talk to a clinician, even if it's just to access resources. So like if you're needing help with housing or if you're needing help with, you know, food, you're able to come in, drop in and talk to someone to give you that support that you're needing.
It sounds like you're able to be a community partner here, that you're able to do this through partnerships with a church or with a nonprofit.
Yes, they are. So they came to us because of the large need that they saw in their community. Mm-hmm. So then that's when we partnered with them of, we understand the need is there, let us help as well.
We're talking about access to mental health care, destigmatizing mental health services in the Latinx community with Nancy Gomez. She's program director of a new initiative with Anisa's Therapy in Madison called the Salud Mental Program. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Nancy, you mentioned these training sessions, and I'm just wondering if you could kind of take us inside of a training and what you're trying to help clinicians with.
Yes. So for, let's say, just the Dane County area, the programs that provide our training for therapists or clinicians are all in English. That mm-hmm. means we learn how to diagnose someone. We learn the symptoms all in English. The trainings are then able to just translate and be able to provide that cultural piece of it. Some words that are in English or even diagnosis don't have a translation that our clients are able to understand. So it's kind of being comfortable in the Spanish language to be able to have these conversations so that the clients are then able to further join in the session and have an understanding of what is really happening for them.
Before we have to go, I just want to ask you, as a marriage and family counselor and in seeing patients in the pandemic, are there new challenges you're seeing in the issues you address in therapy sessions in the pandemic?
Yes, self-esteem. So a pandemic just intensified everything that was been going on before. So that means self-esteem, self-harm, depression, anxiety, all of these symptoms have been so intensified, and the pandemic just removed everyone's coping abilities that we had before that we were comfortable with, that we were able to sustain. So then now that the pandemic has slowly been, you know, leaving, I guess you can say, but it's still here, people are trying to transition back and it's not the same. So that's kind of the big piece.
There is so much need out there. How do you take care of yourself?
I have a really big support system, my family, my friends, and my coworkers. And I am very a big person of self-care and boundaries. So that's my go-to, always having to take care of myself and check in on myself and my other coworkers.
And before we let you go here, what about the virtual piece? So much has gone virtual with telehealth in the pandemic. We've also seen these online portals for direct-to-consumer mental health services popping up. What do you make of them?
That's a need. That's a necessity. So Anissa's, right when the pandemic hit, we didn't really have time to really not be providing support for our clients. We transitioned to mental health right away. So that means we cut within a couple of days so that our clients are not having a large gap in their services. We are a big mental health provider as well when it comes to telehealth. And we always, again, try to meet the client where they're at. If that's in person, if it's virtual, we are flexible.
But is something missed in translation when it is virtual?
That connection piece, it just takes longer to join with the client. And we're very transparent sometimes for some for that connection. Mm-hmm. However, we as a clinicians, our priority is to build and give that space for clients. And if clients sometimes are wanting to meet us in person for our first session, or even if it's to meet them in a community setting, mm-hmm. we are very open to that.
Nancy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here.
Nancy Gomez is a psychotherapist in Madison, the program director of Anissa's Therapies, Salud Mental.